escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Blocked by other teams because they have really good players starting at shortstop and left field. And here are the Pirates, who are a much worse team with the most, inefficient, deficient offense in all of Major League Baseball, and they can give those players opportunities in the last 2 months of the year. The Pirates have not posted their lineup for tonight yet. The Rockies have. But, like, I wouldn't be surprised if we see Tommy Pham and IKF in it. Because they're still here. And it pisses people off. Like, I didn't go into this... I'm upset, but maybe not the same way others are, because I didn't go into this with, like, delusions of grandeur. I didn't think the Pirates were going to get guys that, you know, paved the way towards winning and accelerated their track to winning or anything like that, because I did think that Ben Cherington was overall a baseball idiot. I didn't think he was dumb enough to just give a starting pitcher away for nothing and keep his... players on expiring contracts. Somebody, Ben, I think it was Ben Verlander, Justin's brother, who works for Fox Sports, tweeted out something that was actually very cogent. He's like, they signed they brought back IKF for another year and signed Tommy Pham for the sole reason of trading them at the deadline.
Didn't Morosi say the one thing he would guarantee is that Tommy Pham
was
going to
get traded? Yeah.
Yeah, when they signed these players, we were all very underwhelmed, and we felt like they had a very poor offseason, and we said they're clearly signed just so that they can
We all said that about Heaney, because that's correct. What happened with Quintana, that's what happened with Anderson, that's what happened to Rich Hill. What's Andrew Heaney? Oh, he's the latest Pirate left-hander who Ben Cherington found on the scrap heap. He'll pitch in PNC Park, which is very good for lefties because of how far the left field wall is and dimensions of the park and outplays. And he'll get flipped because he's pitched for the Yankees in the playoffs, the Dodgers and the Rangers, and won a World Series. And somebody will take him, and the Pirates will get a couple lottery tickets back like they did with the other guys. They got OVA. Think about this. Falter got dumped for nothing. Part of the logic is because Oviedo is going to take his spot next year. They got Oviedo for Quintana. They took 2 months of Jose Quintana and traded him for a guy who... I guess, allegedly, fits into their rotation plans for years to come.
Despite him coming off of a major injury.
Donnie, what was your line on Cherington yesterday when you were ruminating on this and getting more and more angry by the second? You're like, I thought this guy was bad at this, but he's actually much better than I even thought. It's shocking how bad he is at this job, I think, was your take.
Yeah, it is amazing how he, like, never ceases to amaze. Like, it just gets worse and worse.
I like that.
It's like, hey, you know what?
It's amazing how he never ceases to amaze.
He doesn't one-up himself, he one-downs himself.
Every time you think Ben Cherington can't go lower, he grabs his shovel and gets to digging.
Yeah, he's like, it's like the old cowboy line. I got a little bit left in me.
Wait till you see this crap.
He's the greatest baseball GM at limbo in his entire life. The bar goes lower, and he still somehow
finds his way to contort
his body and get underneath it again and again and again.
It's very disheartening. You said you weren't as mad as some other people. I'm trying to think of the right word to describe my emotions. I know I usually have a word at the ready. Whatever you would say when you go in expecting nothing and find yourself against all odds still being disappointed. Like, I was like you, pretty jaded going into this process with him. And coming out of it, it's almost like, man, it's almost like the Shaq meme, right? Donnie was like, I'm sorry, sir, I was unfamiliar with your game. Apparently, I was unfamiliar with just how bad Ben Cherington could be. Because I did come away.
Well, we all predicted this, though. We said he shouldn't be running the deadline because he was bound to screw it up.
But I'll even have to point back and throw myself under the bus here and say, at the start of the show, before he made the Bednar deal and we knew anything that was going to happen was going
to
happen.
You wanted him to do it.
I said, gun to my head, let him make the deals. Don't be paralyzed by the fact that you don't trust your GM. And he made me look like an idiot for that within minutes.
Well, he
literally
made himself look like a bigger one.
Well, sure he did. Bad. I don't really feel bad. I do feel surprised that I'm this surprised by how bad it was.
And I say all this knowing Falter's not a great player. Bednar has pitched great lately, but I don't think he's a great player.
Yeah.
I don't think any of the guys on expiring deals they held on to are great players. It's just he, again, failed to get requisite return for these guys. I didn't think he was going to get established, bona fide major league bats. Saying really kept saying things like, you only trade these guys if you can get bona fide major league bats. I wasn't even aiming that high.
You were aiming reasonably promising prospects, somewhat promising prospects.
Yeah, like I actually, like the interesting thing about how bad Pirates fans feel about the deadline is that I think the trade that Cherington made the day before was a good one.
Yeah,
I like
too.
The Hayes trade.
I'm starting to like, even though I think there's a chance he'll actually hit there. Now he's like 1-for-9 so far.
I like the Cabrian Hayes trade.
Yeah, I think Reds fans even feel like they gave up a little bit too much for him.
He just undid all of that goodwill 24 hours later.
I'll go back to this too. I have to put a finer point on it. I find the way Ben Cherington talks about his own moves, not that I expect a guy to say, man, I screwed that one up. Holy crap, can you believe they let me do this? The condescension in tone. Even if he's not going for that, I hate the idea that he's sitting there in an ivory tower with no accomplishments to speak of as a Pirates general manager, talking to us like he actually has won 4 World Series here, and we all should just trust him implicitly because Ben knows best. Dude, your work here suggests you don't know anything.
412-928-9370. Noah Hiles, who covers the Pirates for the Post-Gazette, gave the Pirates this grade for their trade deadline.
F. I have nothing else. That was a failure. That didn't go well. It was bad.
And what was the thing he said to you last night when you had him on, Donnie, about the reaction inside the Pirates organization and around baseball?
People were, like, confused by what they were doing. Like, they did not understand what the Pirates'
But not just were. Not just media were saying that. Like,
oh,
actual
no, like
Pirates employees.
Yeah, and other teams.
And weren't family involved there, too? Like, Pirates players' wives or I think something like that along those lines.
Here's and Noah just sounded like a broken man.
Here's the clip.
I had agents. I had other team employees. They're texting me, asking me, family members of players, what in the world, why did they do that? And I had no answer to give them, Donnie.
I heard people, did he go on this morning with Crowley? I think it was.
Yeah, he did.
People were, the YouTube chat, which is still very lively right now, when I fired that up this morning to see what people were saying, the comment, Noah Hiles sounds like a broken man, just kept getting repeated over and over again. This man sounds beaten. This man sounds broken. It's like somebody who has to cover some horrifying incident and it scars them for life in the real world. But this is just a trade deadline.
412-928-9370. Jason Mackey calling it a dark day in Pirates history. Yesterday, the day after, did you think it was that bad? 412-928-9370. Here is Kevin on the Fan. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey.
Some good and some bad. I mean, I was really surprised in them dumping Falter. Like you said, PNC is a left-handed pitcher's park. I didn't really think they were going to get much for Bednar, and they had to make some kind of a trade. So that was what it was.
They got a prospect who's worse than Nick York, according to the prospect rankings.
I agree. What they got was horrible. Okay. And I'm not really surprised.
So let me just make sure I hear you right on this. You didn't expect a lot for Bednar, and even with those low expectations, they failed to meet them?
Correct.
Okay.
But you also, were you about to say you aren't surprised that they couldn't move Pham and those other guys?
No, I don't think that they were really pushing to do that. I mean, they still
I heard that about IKF. I heard that about IKF, that Ben Cherington likes his leadership characteristics and qualities so much that he wasn't especially trying to move him, which is lunacy, but back to your point.
Well, I mean, I plan on going to a bunch of games in August and maybe one or two in September with friends. So, I mean, you don't want to show up and have just garbage on the field, to be honest with you. And Nutting wants to put money in his pocket. He wants at least some fans to show up. So you've got
to
have...
Fans would be more likely to show up if they saw players who might factor into the 2026 team than a bunch of expiring contract veterans.
I'm with Chris on that, Kevin.
They've won eight out of their last nine games, so there's
what the heck does
positivity.
That mean?
Kevin, you do sound completely unbothered.
They're in last place.
You sound pretty unbothered by things all in all here, like matter of fact about this stuff.
No, I'm not completely not unbothered, but like you said, I'm not surprised. I mean, look at the regime. Nutting's all about saving money, saving face, putting fans
in the
stands.
Wait a minute. He's not saving money by keeping Pham, Heaney, and IKF because he's still got to pay those guys for the next 2 months.
How much has he got to pay those guys for the next 2 months?
$5 million combined.
Okay. Well, you know, he's dumped a lot of salary by getting rid of Hayes. He doesn't have to pay Bednar next year.
I know, but if you believe that he got rid of Rowdy Tellez to save paying him the bonus, why would he keep Tommy Pham, IKF, and Andrew Heaney around and pay him $5 million to play on a last-place team?
Like I said, if you're going to go to the park to watch Skeens pitch,
Nick, we're just
going
to have to agree to disagree.
Kevin,
we're just going to have to agree to disagree on this. I don't think there's a single soul out there that's making a decision on whether or not they're going to go to a game dependent on if Tommy Pham and IKF are there.
He's talking about Tommy Pham, even though he's been red hot lately. Like, kids are there goes Ted Williams, the greatest hitter
of all
time.
My God, people might have gone to the games in May just to boo Tommy Pham to his face. In fact, somebody in L.A. did that, and then he told them to go diddle themselves, is what happened.
Yes, he did. Yeah, that was a remarkable phone call right there.
Al is next. He's in Monroeville. Hello, Al.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're great, Al.
I spoke to you yesterday, and I started off with Triolo as my topic.
Yeah.
Well, and you laughed at me.
Yes, we did
laugh at
you. He's going to be at third base tonight.
Yeah, so what?
And you're going to be glued to every at-bat, all three pitches that they last for.
No, I agree with everything you're saying about the trades, and I'm upset about them trading the pitchers, but I didn't expect anything. That's what I called to tell you. Okay. I really didn't expect them to do anything. And
well, I want you to enjoy
anything.
The game.
Wait
tonight.
A minute. You expected them to make no trades, or you expected them to make bad trades?
Yeah, I expected them to get rid of Bednar, but I didn't expect them to get rid of anybody else.
Okay, Al. Thank you for clarifying.
But he sounds like he'll be parked in front of his chair or listening to his radio when that game goes on tonight. Watching the big tree go 0 for 4, maybe 1 for 4 with a sink.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We could have acquired proven major league bats. Absolutely. There are opportunities on the table for us. We could have done it, just not at a price that we were comfortable with. So I think we just got to carry that into the offseason. I think we know a lot more about how teams are thinking about their own players and thinking about our prospects or just players in general. And we're just going to have to dive back into that in November.
5:15, time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. Ben Charrington says, yes, there were major league hitters that were available at the trade deadline, but we thought we were going to get ripped off if we dealt for them. And some guys might say that, and I would agree. Like, yeah, I trust you. You're telling the truth. You didn't do it. You didn't want to lose a trade. But I don't believe anything this guy says. Not that I think he's being dishonest or lying about that.
I just think he's incompetent.
I just don't think his value system on players is good.
What is his value system?
I think he has an ability to find left-handed pitchers usually, and he has developed some pitchers pretty well. But that's 50% of the game. And if you get a B plus for developing pitchers, but an F for developing hitters, that's going to get you mediocre at best. And that's why they've topped out at 76 wins during his time
here. I feel
like
he's got like an F minus minus on the hitters front, though, because I think he's much worse than a mediocre GM, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. I think he's in the running for worst general manager the team's ever had. In the running.
They've had some bad ones, too.
How many good hitters has he brought through their team in six-plus years, Chris?
They ruined Sawinski.
Yep.
Good for a second, ruined him. Hayes signed a big deal, never hit even
no
close
power.
To like what he did, his very brief cameo to start in the COVID
Henry
year.
Davis is a disaster.
Henry Davis was supposed to be a guy who at bare minimum was going to be a 270
Spencer
hitter
Horwitz
with
is
power.
A singles and doubles hitter at best. Yep. Nick Gonzalez looks okay. There you go. There's the big one.
Wait, how is the Nick Gonzalez OPS plus looking? Because I feel like he's starting to track towards just being a
Nick
truly
Gonzalez
league
is hitting
.253
with a .309 on base percentage.
He is now a 96 OPS plus, which technically means he's 4% worse on offense than the average MLB player.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
They have, how many guys, are you looking at Baseball Ref right now?
I can if you want me to.
No, I don't want you to. Not counting a guy like Leover Peguero, who's played 10 games. Of players with at least 40 games worth of appearances for the Pirates this year, how many position players on this, how many just hitters on this team have an OPS over 700, do you think?
Just Cruz, right?
Three. Fam is actually over now.
Wow.
And Nick Gonzalez is still clinging to 708.
But nobody wanted Tommy Pham, according to...
Tommy Pham,
Ben Charrington.
This is unbelievable, actually. I know Greg Brown says that a lot, but this one is staggering. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa still is their most valuable player by Baseball Reference's WAR metric at 1.4, besides Skeens, obviously. The next most valuable position player now is Tommy Pham. I cannot believe I am saying it, but by that metric, he is technically as valuable as Hayes
makes
was.
Makes no sense.
And as valuable as
every
Cruz.
Year for the last 3 years, he was good enough to get traded at the deadline.
This
when
year, when he is on a
scorching hot, nobody
tear.
Wants him, according to the GM.
His OPS for the month of July was over 1,000.
Yeah. Right.
And going back to June, it was actually well into the 800s.
If he played that way for a full season, he would be Aaron Judge. That's how good he was in July. Here is Jeff on the Fan. Hello, Jeff.
How are you guys doing today?
We're fine, Jeff. Thank you.
Okay. Here's where you are today after that fiasco of the day. Next year, we go with Horowitz, who at best is below average. We get Nick Gonzalez. We have no shortstop in there, none in the minor leagues. We have Triola, who can hit at third base. There's nobody in the minor leagues. We have O'Neill Cruz, who is never going to be what they think he's going to be because they can't fix that swing. Brian Reynolds. Assume Brian Reynolds does as good as he's ever done. And then whatever they find on the trash heap, that's the 2026 Pirates, and that team is not better than the team they have this year. We're not seeing, even if the best prospect he got pans out in 3 years, it means that Skeens has no value to the Pittsburgh Pirates, and we're going to watch him whittle away what greatness could be, but the pennants will not be here. They didn't build a winner. They just continue to build for the future.
Jeff, I actually am inclined to agree with you in this sense. Next year's team has nothing in the cupboard position player-wise unless Connor Griffin's got nuclear fast-tracked, which he won't because it's the Pirates. You're right. I think you're right in your analysis of all those position players. And this is the other thing, Pony, that I'll bring up. We've talked about the money that they have saved with some of these moves.
Yeah.
You and I played off the air yesterday the little, is this a free agent you'd want game? And every pending free agent that they could go after and get, I'm leaving trades out of this in the offseason. The few guys you thought, and I trust your radar here, were worth the money are out of their price range.
We all agreed that Bailey Falter is an average pitcher. For most of this year, he's been above average, but just, I would say, over the last 2 years, he's been an average pitcher. If you have no need for a cheaper average pitcher, I'm sure somebody else does. And in the offseason, not yesterday, but in the offseason, if you really wanted to, why couldn't you trade your average, controllable, left-handed arm for somebody's average, controllable, like left fielder or shortstop? I mean, shortstop might be a little bit harder because it's probably an in-demand position.
Probably corner
but
outfielder.
But how about left field?
Corner outfielder.
And
just a guy.
I didn't say good. I said average.
Like a league average left fielder, offensively.
League average would be an upgrade over what they have right now. Paul Skeens, Zangrilli asked him on Sunday, going into the trade deadline, if the Pirates were far or close to winning. And this is what Skeen said then.
Farther away, what's your sense as to where this team is at in that respect?
I would argue both to an extent because we are very close, but we need to consciously and intentionally make moves to get us better. I think that's, you know, something that we might have been a victim of in the offseason a little bit, just because we have guys that can get better, you know, on the pitching side and offensively. That seemed like that was the goal and the outlook during the offseason. Not that we made some moves, but there are guys that we have now that can get better, that will get better, but we have to make it happen. And then obviously going out there and, you know, trading for guys, signing guys, who knows from there. But I think it's something that we have to be conscious and intentional about.
Yeah. That's what he said Sunday. I wonder what he's thinking now. After they made moves at the trade deadline, and I think none of the guys they got back I would project to be on their opening roster next year.
They won't be. They won't be.
Not one.
No, Flores is probably the closest, and it would take the spring training and finish of this year and the spring training of all spring trainings for him to bust down the
door. He'd have to dominate AAA over the next month, get a promotion to the majors in September and look great.
Sure.
That's the way that happens.
He'd have to have an OPS sitting around, I don't know, 1,000 in AAA, I bet.
He'd have to clear two hurdles. I think he could be lower than that at AAA to get called up September 1st.
All right, 940. 880.
Yeah,
I
think if it's in the 800s, he'd get called up. He'd get called up, and they'll see what he could do for the last month and go from there. But
why should we believe that any catching prospect they targeted and thought was worth it is right? They can't evaluate catchers.
Here's Harry next. Hello, Harry.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, man.
Good.
Yeah, they're trying to fix the catcher thing, I think, with that move. The problem in taking him for the first pick. But, you know that Sherrington's wife does the same job he does? She was actually one of the first females. I can't remember. I looked up a long time ago. It ran like was a GM for a minor league baseball or a minor league hockey team.
Okay.
And, hey, maybe they're chatting baseball. Maybe it's not his fault. Maybe it's her fault.
Thank you, Harry. Bob is next. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. How are you? You know, I'm going to take a little different tack than 100% of your callers.
By all means.
Because if you go back a year ago and you look at the lens of this team, we were actually at the trade deadline a buyer.
Yep.
And we were in wild card contention.
Yep.
We were the smart guys in Vegas predicted this team this year to win 77 games. We're not going to come close to that. So you needed to blow this thing up to a certain extent. Bailey Falter is no answer. To me, Falter and Heaney are the same guy, you know? And we maybe got a little bit more for Falter than we would have gotten for Heaney. But Falter wasn't going to be on this.
Well, wait a minute. Time out a second, though. They're not the same guy in this respect. Heaney's ERA is over 9 in the month of July.
Two bad starts.
Hold on. Go do May and June, too.
He was better in the first through middle of June, and then he got a little.
Hold on a second. What are we?
The last time out.
Hold on a second. What are we talking about here? His ERA, his ERA in June was 5.57. His ERA in May was 4.74.
It's fine. I'm not going to argue the point.
I do want to argue this with you. It's wrong to say they're the same when one guy is a left-handed pitcher in his 20s who right now
can't pitch more than five innings.
Hold on. His ERA is four one hundredths worse than Keller. One's 3.73 and the other is 3.69.
Andrew, all I can tell
Andrew,
you
Andrew, what? They're about the same
I'm
pitcher.
My,
one
I'm
guy
my,
goes one guy no, goes deeper into games. If, one guy goes deeper into games. Yes.
If you think Bailey Falter's a better pitcher than
I didn't
Mitch
say
Keller,
that. You said he's the
well,
same as Heaney.
Kind of
you said he's the same as a guy with almost a 5 ERA. That's not the same.
Okay.
That's not the same, dude. It's not the same.
No, okay.
Don't pee on my leg and say we're raining. I get it. Falter's not a world beater. He's not. He's not a great pitcher. I understand that. But you go to the playoffs with guys like Vance Worley and Jeff Locke and Neil Heaton making good starts for you. Jim Rooker's and guys like that. He can be that kind of pitcher. He's young and he's cheap. And you gave him away. That's undeniable.
We had the best Baylor Falter of his career, and we've won 47 games so far.
And
so
they've had the best Paul Skeens of all time. Should they trade him too?
Absolutely not, and they didn't. And they didn't trade Cruz, and they didn't trade Reynolds. They got rid of Ke'Bryan Hayes. Thank God. But here's my point. I don't know if this is right or not. You know, we can trash these trades forever. But if you look at what he did more than anything else, he loaded up on big right-handed hitters, some of whom he hopes will become power hitters.
And right-handed hitters at PNC Park do what?
You know, they're on the road, too. We need more balance in that lineup.
At home for 81 games,
I'm just
games,
asking
Bobby.
You, well, who was the last great right-handed power hitter?
Left-handed hitters.
I know, but you need – they do better at PNC Park.
And you face more
that.
Right-handed pitching than you they do left-handed
if
pitching.
If we had a good right-handed power hitter, right-handed power hitters come in here and hit the ball over the wall.
And who's the right-handed power hitter they picked up?
The guy from the Royals. The catcher.
The guy from the Royals was an undrafted player who's in A-ball who doesn't appear to have a lot of power, Bob.
He's been over 800 at OPS.
His OPS is like 790.
The guy in the Cubs. I'm saying they're all lottery tickets. None of them have a catch. Charrington is terrible, okay? I'm not arguing.
Then why are you
point.
Here? Why are you defending him with us?
Because to me, he's terrible. Not because of this trade deadline, because Bednar, you know, we have Santana. This team with 47 wins shouldn't have two really good closers. Santana's going to be a fine closer. That will not be lost.
Okay.
We got rid of Ke'Bryan Hayes. That was good.
They Tommy got back Hans, a prospect who ranks lower than Thomas Harrington and Nick York in the trade.
Okay, maybe he will work out, maybe he won't. We don't know, but Bednar wasn't going to do anything for this team. You know, at this point,
would you have rather they gotten the 56th best prospect back in baseball, a catcher who's just younger than the catcher that they got as the centerpiece of the deal, or what deal that they took?
You know, I don't know what else was
that deal was there. They could have had Tate. They could have had Eduardo Tate.
I mean, Charrington said it himself that there were higher rated prospects that they said no to. He said,
I would stake my reputation, Bob, on the fact that if they had wanted Eduardo Tate in a deal with the Phillies for Bednar, they could have had him. And Charrington said no.
I appreciate Bob trying to play devil's
advocate. Do you really appreciate him? Because I think you would have wanted to rip his head off if he was in here, Pony. So I don't think you actually appreciate him.
Wait a minute. You can disagree with someone and debate somebody and yell at somebody and still appreciate it.
Yeah, not usually. That's a weird way to say you appreciate someone.
I actually appreciated that call a lot more than some of the other ones we get.
Funny way of showing it.
Because he was willing to go back and forth there, but I mean...
He made me kind of want to walk into the ocean, if I'm being honest.
I understand that we should not necessarily freak out over Bailey Falter getting traded, because he's not like Tom Glavine.
His original point was very flawed, which was that Bailey Falter and Andrew Heaney are the same person, and they are not.
Not
one is much younger, and one is currently much better.
Yeah, if we'd had the conversation on May 1st, you'd be right, but the games and their performance this year count. All right.
How you feel?
I feel good.
Really?
Yeah.
Felt like the blood pressure had to have gone up there a little bit.
I actually live for those moments. I do. Mm. I loved it as a listener of sports talk radio growing up. I like hearing callers go after hosts and hosts give it back to them.
I just like being more sarcastic and mean. Like, if I were the caller there, I would have tried to think, what's the meanest thing I could say to Andrew that actually would have stuck with him after the show?
Did you just hear that?
I'm just saying, if I were in the caller's shoes, that would have been my impulse.
You're in those shoes to talk to me four
well,
hours
I have too
every
much
day.
Respect for you as a friend yes. and a co-host. I would never do that to you. But as a caller, I would have wanted you to feel bad the whole weekend.
Would you do that to hosts when you were a caller before you got into this?
I didn't call sports talk shows.
But you would sit in your car and think, what's the meanest possible thing I could say to this person?
I was probably listening to like an old Red Hot Chili Peppers CD or something.
What are we even doing here right now? You've like admitted that you and your mom used to listen to Thor Tolo and Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah, I would call in, but like I was getting worked in that situation because Thor was basically just a pro wrestling character who didn't actually know anything about sports.
So why wouldn't you have said something mean to him?
I was 12. What's the meanest thing you're going to say to somebody?
I don't know. You're the one that got us down this rabbit hole of just thinking while you were listening to people, what's the meanest thing I can say about them that makes them think about it days later?
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I mean. If I were in that caller's shoes, once you started really going off on him, I would have said,
I never made it personal with him. We just disagreed about sports. My God, I wasn't going to say, Bob in Fox Chapel, you're a piece of crap.
Well, you just did, so it appears
I don't feel that way about him. I said I appreciated the call. Jeez. Here's John in Wexford. Hello, John.
Hey, for anybody that's got agita angst or just overall pain agita. About the Pirate situation.
What is this, an ad for like a heart pill?
Yeah, it could be, but I'm going to fix things for you.
Wait a minute here. Stop for a second. Stop. Malsy, can you tell who this is? It's John in Wexford.
Is it John P? Is it a John P that
Maybe.
We know?
I want to go off on Thor Tolo, but I really...
It is who I thought it was. It is.
Woo!
Oh, man.
By the way, I had better ratings than him in the Allegheny Metro 2554 back in 98.
Put up your dukes, baby.
This is former fan anchor John Phillips talking right now, calling under a very creative alias of John in Wexford. Continue.
Listen, I'm a construction magnate and a crypto millionaire. Of course I live in Wexford. Take all your Pirates gear and put it in a pile outside your home. Light a match. Burn it. When the ashes are done, get an urn like you might put Nona in. Go find your favorite body of water and pour the ashes out and rid yourself of this stink, this wretched ownership that cares not about winning, only about money. And until our attendance matches or is worse than the Miami Marlins, maybe the message will be clear. I love you guys. Thanks for
taking
my call.
Who's your lock of the night? Oh, he left.
Binghamton. All I think of when I think of somebody dumping ashes into the ocean is the Big Lebowski scene where they're trying to dump them out of a coffee can and they just get them everywhere.
The man, we're in Greentree.
Oh.
We had updates that were 20 minutes apart.
On the 20s.
He got in his caravan. He drove over to, I think, the Brighton Hot Dog Shop.
Or like Arby's down there.
There was a longer line than he anticipated. He got his food. He drove back. He got to our parking lot. He knew he only had like 60 seconds to spare. He left the car running. He opened the door. Didn't think he had time to shut the door. Ran
Correct.
Back up two flights of stairs.
Huffing
was
and
out
puffing.
Of breath.
Not in the best shape.
Did an
shape
update
back then.
With absolutely
zero
no
coherence.
New details
and there was,
whatsoever.
I want to say it was a busy day where stuff was happening. Maybe a college football Saturday or something. He also, I'm looking at the parking spaces right now, Donnie, outside of our windows here. His caravan was pulled diagonally across three of them.
And there was definitely like exposed duct tape on it.
Oh, yeah.
Something had happened where he just decided.
But now he's a construction magnate and a crypto king.
Yeah, he's doing great.
No, he is. I know. He drove in and I'll never forget the sight of that car. It was like triple parked across three spaces and him huffing and puffing and just reading the update he had done 20 minutes ago, which was very dated.
Yeah, or like looking at the TVs behind him to see what the scores were.
Well, hold on.
And getting upset because he was losing bets in the
only,
process.
Yeah, the only other John Phillips story that does need to be told is you would occasionally get like these busy college football Saturdays when Pony and I were working a sixth day. You'd hear the college football scores. Oh, USC, blah, 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 Texas right now and Texas A&M locked in a tight one. And then you would get like a random one that was like, and Duquesne and James Madison down to the wire.
Well, that's not a random one because Duquesne's local, but yes,
you
if
know
there
what
was
I mean.
A team out of nowhere,
well, the big
he'd
one
only
I always
include
used
the
was,
score because he bet on it.
Right. I would use in college hoop season because I remember he did this once. He went, tough one for SUNY Binghamton.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.